Welcome to the Sleepy Cues podcast, where Linda Schmulowitz
and Jessica Sawicki will share answers to all your questions related to your children's sleep and parenting of young children. We are both certified gentle sleep coaches.
Thanks for tuning in to hear the answers to the many questions that come up with the families we work with.
Hi, welcome to the Sleepy Cues podcast. My name is Jessica Sawicki from Lulie Sleep Consulting. Thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you to all of our listeners for the past 4 years for being here with us. We love doing this podcast and sharing all our knowledge on children's sleep and everything that goes with it. So please make sure to share your love with us as well and leave a rating and review. Make sure to share this podcast with all your tired friends as well. And as always, reach out and send us a DM at Sleepy Cues Podcast with any questions or topics you'd like us to talk about. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about nap transitions, but specifically the nap transition from 3 to 2 naps. As we all know, those nap transitions are always so hard. We feel like we've got it, our child is on a schedule, and then bam, they change, their wake windows increase, they start fighting those naps, and we feel like our whole world is falling apart. Any change in your child's sleep schedule is always hard, as it takes some time for both us, the parents, and the child to get used to. You have to give your child some time to adjust to the new wake windows and sometimes even less overall day sleep. So today, I'll be talking about that transition from 3 to 2 naps, signs to look for when your child is ready to do that transition, and how to make that transition smoother. Your child may start showing resistance to the 3 naps anywhere between the ages of 8 to 9 months old. That third nap of the day, which is often a cat nap, becomes a struggle and they begin fighting it more and more. We've all been there. Really, the last nap has been there to help bridge the gap between the last nap and bedtime. So really just trying to get our kids to get to bedtime without falling apart. But in the transition phase, there'll be some times where they're going to skip that nap altogether. And then they're awake for way too long, which can cause them to be overtired. Or there'll be times where they are taking that nap and then that pushes bedtime a lot later. This is the phrase that I like to call, damned if you do, damned if you don't. If your child takes that third nap, often it ends up being way too late because they're fighting it and then bedtime is really late. But if your child doesn't take that third nap, now we're looking at an earlier bedtime and everything just starts falling apart. So how do you know your child is actually ready to drop to 2 naps? Here are a couple of signs that you should be looking out for. First, your baby is between the ages of 8 to 9 months old. You want to make sure that your child is within that age range and try not to do it before. Try not to transition your child to 2 naps at the age of 6 months. That is way too young. Adjusting your child's schedule a little too early can actually affect her sleep, as she's not ready to stretch those wake windows too far and she can't really handle 2 naps a day. And so when you're stretching those wake windows too far, you're gonna get a very overtired, cranky child. 2, making sure that your child is getting adequate night sleep and sleeping through the night. In order for your child to be able to stay up longer throughout the day and stretch those wake windows, you wanna make sure that she's really rested and sleeping well at night. If your little one isn't sleeping well at night and not getting the amount of sleep she needs, then they're going to be super tired, super cranky, and then it just starts spiraling into a circle. They'll be overtired during the day, they'll be overtired at night, and it will make it really hard for your child to drop that third nap. So you wanna make sure that at this age, they are sleeping through the night, they're getting adequate sleep, which is usually between 10 to 12 hours of night sleep without any disruptions. The third sign is you're going to see your child resisting that third nap. So before you were putting your child down for those naps, she was falling asleep perfectly without any problems, but now you're putting her down for that third nap and you're seeing her completely resist that nap. Your baby won't nap even if you leave her in there for the full hour as you're supposed to do, and she's just in there either talking and playing or sometimes even crying. Another sign that you will see is that you will put your child down for that third nap, and rather than completely resisting, will fall asleep. But it's going to take her a lot longer to fall asleep. So for instance, you put her down, let's say around 4 for that 30, 45 minute cat nap, and you put her in there at 4 and she starts playing and playing or screaming, and she finally falls asleep at 4:50. So now she's taking a nap basically at 5. Now you're waking her up around 5:30, 5:45, and now you're looking at a bedtime closer to 8. And so everything gets pushed a lot later, but more importantly, it's because it's taking her a lot longer to fall asleep. She's struggling with that third nap. She does end up falling asleep, which is a good win, but it actually takes her a lot longer, and then everything is pushed a lot later. And then the last sign is actually the opposite. She's not resisting. She's not taking a long time to fall asleep, but she is taking those 3 naps. But now she's napping too much during the day. So she's getting too much day sleep. And that has either pushed bedtime too late or has taken away from her overall night sleep. So now she's sleeping a lot less during the night and a lot more during the day. And then it just keeps on spiraling into a way where she's waking up early and having early rising because she's sleeping too much during the day. We always hate making those adjustments when they're sleeping great during the day because we're scared that their whole sleep is going to fall apart. But remember, they do need a specific amount of day sleep and they do need a specific amount of night sleep. And whether they're getting too much of one and not enough of the other, we do need to make some adjustments. So in this case, we would need to get rid of that third nap or shave off some of that day sleep so that she can get the right amount of night sleep. So just to recap, signs that you should be seeing with your baby to know that she is ready to drop to 2 naps. She's either the ages of 8 to 9 months old. She's sleeping through the night with no issues. She's resisting that third nap completely, or she's taking a lot longer to fall asleep with that nap, or she's getting too much day sleep. If you have seen any of these signs, a combination of these signs, for about 1 to 2 weeks, you need to start transitioning her to 2 naps. So, how do you do this fun task? Let's go over how to make that transition a little bit easier. First and foremost, you need to extend those wake windows. While this is sometimes the hardest and scariest thing to do because we all don't want to stretch those wake windows, you need to start pushing them slowly because you know she can handle it. A lot of the times we're scared and we don't want to do it because we think that that's going to affect her overall day sleep or night sleep. But knowing that between the ages of 8 to 9 months old, she can handle 3 to 3.5 hours of wake window, we need to start pushing them. And if you're not ready to do it full, so if you're not ready to have your child up for 3.5 hours at the end of the day, that's fine. Have her up for 3 hours. Of course, always go with what your child can handle. So kind of watch her and see how tired is she, but push those wake windows slowly. Next thing is you want to allow for longer naps. So in this transition period, you want your little one to get in as much day sleep as she can within those 2 naps, but of course without letting her exceed the total amount she needs. So at this age, your little one should be napping a total of 3 hours max. So if she's taking those 2 great naps, this will help her stay up longer and handle those 3 to 3.5 hours. But try to avoid waking her up from those naps and make sure that she's getting a total of 3 hours with those 2 naps. Another thing that really helps with the transition is what I call the 3 p.m. rule. In this case, what that means is if your little one wakes up from her second nap at 3 p.m. or later, there's no third nap that day and you'll move bedtime earlier. If she wakes up before 3 p.m. in that second nap, she will need a third late afternoon cat nap, even if it's only 20 or 30 minutes. So let's talk about the first scenario. If she wakes up at 3 p.m. or later, you will not put her down for another nap. You'll stretch that wake window 3, maximum 3.5 hours, and you'll push bedtime earlier to 6:30 p.m. Now, don't be scared to do that because you know she can handle it. So if she naps from 2 to 3:15 or 1:30 to 3, you're doing bedtime between 6 and 6:30. So you'll go through dinner and bath and all of that. You'll put her in the crib between 6, 6:30. And remember, that is the earliest you can put your child down for bedtime. So it's within the normal range. If for whatever reason she naps from 1:30 to 2:30. In this case, you will do a third cat nap at about 5-ish for about 20, 30 minutes. Don't let her sleep more than that. And in that case, she's waking up, let's say around 5:30 p.m., you're moving bedtime closer to 8. So in that case, I would still try to put her down around 8. So that's still within 2.5 hours of wake window. You don't want to push that bedtime way too late. But this will allow her to get a third nap and then do bedtime a little bit later, as opposed to keeping her up from 2:30 to 6:30. That's way too large of a wake window for now. And then the last thing is, remember to give this time. Remember that with all transitions, it can take not only a few days, but a few weeks actually. And so your child will be in this transition phase where some days she's taking 2 naps, some days she's taking 3 naps, and you're just gonna have to go day by day, knowing that we're stretching those wake windows, we're allowing her to take 2 great naps, and we'll do that optional third nap if she wakes up before 3 p.m. You will be moving bedtime either earlier or later on the days where she does take that third nap, but that's completely normal and okay. So I know a lot of parents are like, oh my God, I'm switching her schedule, it's not consistent. Remember that in transition phase, it won't be consistent until it is. So give it a couple of weeks, make sure that you take it day by day, make sure that you offer that third cat nap when she needs it, push bedtime earlier or later depending, and just remember to be super consistent. The more consistent you are, the sooner you will see the results. Remember, this transition phase of 3 to 2 naps happens between the ages of 8 to 9 months old. The good thing is that she's going to be on 2 naps for a while. They transition to 1 nap between 15 to 18 months. And you can check out our other episode on how to transition to 1 nap. But once you get this transition down, I actually like it. At 9 months, when they're down to 2 naps, I feel like you have more time throughout the day to do more activities or go out of the house, as opposed to when she was doing 3 naps. You were really stuck at home a lot, but now you still have those 2 naps. She will still be able to go out and do her things. And always with kids who do more than 1 nap a day, while yes, I do suggest all naps to be in the crib on a daily basis according to her schedule, if you need to go out and do 1 of the naps on the go, that's totally fine because you have a second nap to kind of catch up on the day's sleep. So if 1 nap is on the go in the stroller, in the car, you still have a second nap. Of course, as long as you're not doing this on a daily basis, the more naps in the crib, the better. But because she's still doing multiple naps a day, you're able to kind of play with that where 1 nap is on the go and 1 is still at home. I hope this episode was helpful. I know that transition phases are always a little bit scary. Definitely reach out if you have any questions, and thank you for joining me today.